Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance!
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company, they offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations in other fields, also 4.5-day work week.
4.5!
Attractive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Tell you what now, I'm thinking about this stuff with Carson Schottenheimer.
Yes.
Steve's coughing right now. He just tried to wolf down a donut in about nine seconds.
The second donut of the morning
that McSafety brought in. But we're going to get on to not McSafety, we're going to get on to McCurrency is what we have going on with Carson. And like I said, when he was in here, I couldn't have felt more confident at the direction where things were going with his energy. And I couldn't imagine sitting down with him to go over your resume, go over your application as he lays out that master plan for where you're going to be 10 years from now.
This is Carson.
Carson, yep. Can you imagine that meeting with him one-on-one and then sitting right there beside him, but just being silent until his time was needed, Jim Hansen. Right.
Jeez.
There with you. This, imagine that.
Back to back.
And how's your life? Imagine our life, Steve, if 30 years ago we met with Carson and Jim Hansen.
God, I wish that would have happened.
I wish that would have happened. A different path.
It turned out pretty well.
It would have been a different
donut.
Different path. You wouldn't have been maybe shoving donuts, two of them down. And when you ate the last one in 9 seconds.
You did. Yes. That was uncomfortable to watch.
It was uncomfortable.
Oh, was it?
I was concerned for you.
Why?
You shuffled it.
Anyway, Carson.
But we know that our life would have been a much better. Right now, we're kind of at the tail end. I don't know if Carson can save us.
We're
but he
not
can,
doing that bad.
But he can save you. Carson can save you.
Especially
finance,
if you're in your 20s.
Currency.
You want Carson to save you, go to gocurrency.com/careers to learn more.
He's
today.
The lifeguard of finance.
He can help you out.
He will save your soul.
Yes.
You just, by the way, before Bill throws, you mentioned McSafety's here. He did bring it. So we've had two boxes of donuts. We had Bearded Ben in the
Topeka Tom came in, and Bearded
he
Ben came
donuts
in.
Donuts, and McSafety brought donuts from Lexington, Nebraska.
McSafety got up at 3 o'clock this morning. Oh. Got up at 3 a.m.
Whoa, we got to, we'll get to cover that later.
Squirrel?
The squirrel's macaw. Hitting Greg's bird in the
macaw.
Greg, your macaw in the bird was, or in the tree was in peril just a second ago.
It was. It almost got taken down.
Taken down by a curious squirrel.
It did happen. We saw that.
Anyway, McSafety brought donuts from Lexington. So
got up at
we've
3 a.m.
two waves.
Got up at 3 a.m. to stop in Lexington.
We are nourished today on the show.
Thank you. Breakers, we don't take this lightly.
No, we don't.
We bring stuff in like this, gifts. Thank you. It's very, very kind.
We do appreciate
very
that.
Kind.
Thank you for all the gifts. It is time for Bill's Thrills
Thrills.
On a Thursday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right? Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrill is sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
That's good.
You need any? The king of remodels.
The king.
Kitchen, bathroom, whole Stout. House remodels. Please call or text Randy at 402-417.
The Fred Flintstone of concrete, of construction. Yes.
402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Randy, and we talked about yesterday, and he wanted me to sure to hit on that, that they're very friendly towards, you want to say that Hayden puts down kind of like a Viz Queen plastic to put down on top before he puts down the bleachers. So if you're in your living room and they set the bleachers up, or if you're outside, you get that, he wants to make sure everyone knows that it's protected.
Oh, yes.
And so with everything is very, and he also at that, when he comes in, he's either going to, he has on those shoes on, those slip over shoes that he puts on.
Does he?
They're like, so that way he tracks nothing in.
Day like this.
The respect.
The rain. Yeah.
Randy. Soggy out there. She just call him Randy Respect. That's what he does. He respects your house and knows, hey, listen, we're in the, you mentioned like that. If you're in the middle of a remodel, you can't have somebody just tromping through and being like, okay, this is killing me right now. That's not what Randy does. Randy has a plan for having things so tidy. It's incredible.
He and Trix would work together.
They would work together well. And then there's going to be some cheering, and he knows that. There'll be some cheering from the stands when he does something, when he hoists something over his head. But he doesn't let it get to it. And also, don't think it's going to cost you extra either. Randy has a bid in the price, and that's what the price is, the price.
And the stands don't cost extra.
No, they don't cost extra to bring the stands in either for Randy's lifting exhibitions.
What do they bring in? What'd you call it? The Viz Queen?
Yeah, Viz Queen's kind of a plastic. It's a real heavy plastic.
How do you know this?
I don't know that word at all.
Viz Queen is tied into concrete. Yes, tied into concrete.
You're...
Yeah. Egg, you, concrete.
You present yourself
everything.
As adult. But
thank you.
But you're not.
I'm not.
How do you know Viz Queen?
Stuff like, well, I was in the concrete business.
Yes, you
up.
Were.
In the concrete
were.
Business. We were also
you
in,
had no idea.
We're in the ag,
neither did I.
We were not in the ag all. Business also. It just got so dark, the streetlights came back on. The streetlights just came back
you're
on.
In
the
740.
That's why you're such
and
a good move.
Yeah, this is incredible.
Yeah, this is Bill's day.
Jake, it's 7:47. You tee off, hard to see, wouldn't it?
It would be hard to see.
You'd be going,
see.
Like, if you hit a good shot, it'd be like, I don't know if I can find this.
This is Bill's paradise right
this
now.
This is paradise.
He's in a great mood.
I am.
The street lights came back on. That is heaven for Bill.
Yes, better time.
Did they come back on?
They did. No, that light right there, I just did. Saw it happen.
You're kidding me.
No.
Yes.
Randy!
Cool parenting tips Thursday, Bill. What is our topic today?
The headline. I thought maybe I'd go back if it doesn't upset the breakers. I probably should have had him text in. I thought I'd go back to better times. I thought I'd go back and see if we can go back in time.
I'm stunned.
And not this. Like we're not.
Please go back to better times.
To understand the phone, teach them the tone. To understand the phone, teach them the tone.
Okay.
The magical memory of the dial tone.
Oh,
kids
yes.
do not understand what
they
even want to dial. They have no idea what a dial tone is. And when you met with this, like, imagine this one, Steve. We're being like in fifth or sixth grade like that. We get the phone. Phone's not working. What's first your mom say? All right, get a tone. Get a dial tone. The dial tone was the
That's
key
critical,
to everything.
Yeah.
You had to sit and wait for it sometimes, too. You pick the phone up, be a couple seconds, all of a sudden, and you got the dial tone. That signaled, Jake, it was good to go. That was landline heaven. And now kids have no idea dial tone is at all. We grew up our whole lives based off a dial tone. That's when it was go time. That's the only way you could do it. And then sometimes you pick up your phone, there'd be no dial tone.
That's trouble.
Doing the click, the click on the deal, click, like that. What's going on? Right away. Are you getting a dial tone? Obviously not. God,
did you pay the bill?
Jake, the sound of the dial tone, I've not heard for I don't know how long. I don't dial tone. I don't use a landline. Do they even have dial tones on landline?
You guys don't have a landline, do you?
What's that? Don't have one. There's no such thing as that. But the dial, there's such a thing. We don't have it in our house.
People still have them. Not very many.
Not
though.
Very many. No. And kids these days have no idea.
You mean this sound right here?
Just play it. Just keep it going.
Do it again.
Can you do that again?
That sound.
Let it go. Do it again.
Oh, thank you, Jake. That just takes me back.
That's the sound we're looking for there.
It's like
dial tone.
It's like 19.
How'd you do that?
I have it on the safe for
it's like
sound.
It's like 1976 all over again, and that was with us, Steve.
That was beautiful,
Steve. That was with us for a long time. When we grew up, the dial tone didn't go away for a long time. I mean, and then even when the transfer over to the cell phone, then they're still dial. Now it's not.
No,
kids these
no
days,
time.
If you have a kid right now, Suits, if you're listening, do your kids know anything?
Kevin,
about,
Kevin, Steve,
yeah,
10, 11 news.
Do they know anything about the dial tone right now? Like that, they don't.
Jake just kind of taught him.
Yeah, Jake, do it again, would you? Oh, God, that's a great sound. Thank you. And I did not tell Jake this is coming.
I've had that on the board for a long time.
Had that on the board, ready to go. Oh, and having that sound, and the kids don't know
you're
it.
You're taking us back. It was better times.
It was better times. It was better times. You pick the phone up, and sometimes it'd be a while. What's this signal right there? Is that the phone signal? Mm-hmm. All right, there it is. Do this
what
one.
Was that?
Yeah, I didn't know. He held it out here, so I never held a phone this far away from my ear. So I don't know what that was.
Why are you talking like this to people?
Yeah, why are you talking like that? How loud are you talking when you had the phone out here? That was confusing
to me. How big is the phone?
Oh.
What was that? Why did you hold it?
Yeah, what is that?
People go like this to the phone.
Yeah. It's like the time when he did this thing. Remember that? We did this thing? We got really awkward.
Hold the phone out here. You could hear the dial tone from here. You know that.
Why is it all the way out there? Yeah,
well, but that was your go time. That's how I figured out whether you were able to dial or not dial. That was your time to be able to go. You knew exactly.
That's exactly right.
It's like, okay, I'm good to go.
Because if it wasn't, if you didn't hear it, you're like, okay.
Well, didn't do anything.
What's going on?
What's going on? And panic would set in. Mm-hmm. Then you hang the phone up. Sometimes you might come back to the phone. Do a lot of this, though, Jake. Click, 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 click. What's going on here? I'm not getting a dial tone. And the panic.
What would cause that? Like, no dial tone.
No. A lot of things. I'm just amazed the fact that we had the phones we had back in the day. I'm very... You get a hold of people. Also, I thought that all thing with the dial tone and the landline. I mean, a long distance phone call was discussed. You didn't make a long distance phone call.
No,
it was
because it showed up on the bill.
It showed up on the bill, and it was a lot.
Yeah, and if it was like a 39-minute, the dad would be like, okay, what the hell was this?
Oh yeah, me and Steve, obviously, we probably sometimes had some acquaintances that were outside of our area, so we'd want to reach out and call sometimes to some. High school girls,
right?
And be like, and be out of, and it'd be a long distance, and that had to be kept very. And all that was that sounds good. I'll see you there. Y'all pick you up at 8, and that was it. Tried to hang up as soon as you could.
Right.
If it went on, if it went on for a long time,
yeah, that was the ramifications.
When that bill showed up,
right?
It was showed up like that. It was incredible.
There's a 49-minute call. There was, that was going to be discussed because there's the bill, and there it was.
There it was.
What is this? You know,
there it was.
Why are you calling Hastings? No reason.
Well, you talked for 49 minutes.
Huh? Wow.
I'll be damned.
The dial tone. And if it wasn't there, you didn't know what was going on.
Anything from the text
line,
Jake?
We have some response here at 402-464-5685. This will make you happy, Bill. Someone says,
no one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
We still have a landline, and we love it.
Nice.
They still have the landline. Still,
yeah, there's not many of them.
No, there's not a lot. You don't run into it very often.
Someone says, better times, so good. That's from Jason the Garbage Man.
Jason the Garbage Man. Jason. Have not heard from Jason, bro. Thank you, Jason.
Jason, where are you? Bring donuts.
Mark yourself safe.
Yeah.
Yes.
We haven't seen Jason for
bring donuts.
A long time. Yeah, bring donuts. Kevin in Waukee says, nothing like listening to that dial tone while you have the old rotary dial phone being held by your shoulder, squeezed up to your ear with the old squiggly cord wrapped around your waist.
Oh, it didn't wrap around my waist ever.
But that was also then also when if you're a business phone, you had the apparatus on the phone to put it underneath your ear. It's like a like this little padded thing had a little foam on it.
Huge when the Journal Star went to that.
That right there is the way we could do this, right?
Right.
Had the phone to you.
It was a big time when the Journal Star did that. Where they put that thing on the receiver.
Rich in Sioux City, Iowa says dial tone lasted like 30 seconds and then made a different sound to remind you it might
beep,
be off
beep,
the hook.
Beep,
yep.
Beep. Oh yeah.
I don't have that.
So if you just took the phone off the hook and set it down.
Nope,
it's going to beep at you.
It's going to beep.
Yeah, it's going to beep at you to let you know.
Now Husker Mike in Waterloo says you'd make long distance calls after 11 p.m. because the price went down.
Yeah, apparently. This was 11 or 9, that's but there was a cheaper time.
I think that's 100%.
True. There was a cheaper time to be able to do that.
Husker Mike was a hit with the ladies. Yeah. He knew that.
Yeah, obviously he was. Yeah, he's been working the phone lines.
What kind of phone lines?
Also with cell phones. In recruiting, you used to call after 9, so you called a recruit, and then it'd be cheaper to call a recruit.
You're calling on landlines.
After 9 o'clock. Go ahead, Jay.
Someone says, my parents still have landlines. The small town of Why Not, Northeast Nebraska.
Been there.
Didn't get cell service until a couple years ago.
Okay, really?
How about that? That's incredible.
God, live in the
why do I don't live over there?
Why not?
Why not? The cigar guy says the phone in the kitchen with the super long cords, you could talk around the corner. We've addressed that before in the show.
Yes, that's been a big part of it. Yes.
Yep,
anyway, the tone.
That was a thing.
Someone says Sunday after 11 p.m. was the cheapest time all week to make a long distance call.
I didn't know that.
So Sunday.
Sundays were better times. Yeah. Better times.
Hmm. Well, you guys were a two-phone family.
Two-phone family, yes.
Seems like we were two. I think we were two. We're definitely two.
And we already talked about this on the show, too. If you wanted to see who had status... Who had real status in town when you looked on the phone and it had teen line.
Teen line.
If they had a teen line, that meant status.
And if it was in the phone book.
It's in the phone book as teen line.
Right. And there were instances of that.
So all these small towns, Jake, like in Pender, you had your own phone book. And the best part was, so it was 385, but all it said in the phone book was 5 and then the number. You only had to dial 5 numbers to get a hold of somebody in town. But then it would say teen line, and that was incredible.
It was. If it was in some, a lot of people had a teen line, but it wasn't in the phone book. The ones that were in the phone book really freaked me out. Like, wow.
And then, like I said,
that indicated well.
My grandpa Rudy came to our house a couple times, several times, because either my sister or myself were on the phone so long, and my grandma was trying to get through, and it was two blocks away, that Rudy would drive over to let us know that
somebody's been on the phone for
2 hours. Yes, he'd drive over to let us know.
From YouTube, Troy says, yeah, the 70s party line. Pick up the phone expecting a dial tone and hear two old ladies talking instead. Kind of better times.
Party line.
That was party line. That was generally always in the country.
Yeah, I was going to say, I never.
The party line happened. I was part. I remember a party line. I remember it very clear. Yeah, I remember it very, very clear.
A little different. Yeah, a little different existence. Yeah. You were in a smaller city than I was.
Yeah, that was your
class day over in Columbus. Yes. Build the headline one more time, please.
To understand the phone, teach them the tone.
God bless it. Good job, Jake.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe 1 and 2, the record on the week. Today's topic, we're going back to Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday.
The 2008... college football season.
Where were you? Oh, you were here. Bill was here.
Was I just partying at that time? I don't remember. Anyway, go ahead.
If you think, you know, there's some Nebraska stuff here, but this is in general.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You had departed.
That's 2008 right. College football season.
God, that's a
trivia
long time.
Today.
That's a random year, yeah, Jake.
It is.
That's very random.
I sometimes do random
77 would have been better.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple.
Farley's here.
Right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. Shut up, Sipple. The topic today is the 2008 college football.
That here we go. That was Fellini's first year, right?
It was Bo's first year.
All right, here we go.
That's right. And we have our contestant is actually one from YouTube chiming in. Clam Dog.
Oh, Clam the dog. Dog.
Clam Dog. How do you feel about the 2008 college football season?
Hey, I feel all right about it.
Clam Dog, thank you.
You sound just like a clam dog.
Hey, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Glad to be here.
First Glad question goes to Clam Dog. Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question. Clam Dog, what Oklahoma quarterback won the Heisman Trophy in the 2008 season?
Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford.
Ooh.
Brilliant.
Oh, I was going to miss it. I thought it was white.
He was like, before that.
Close. I would have missed it.
I would have.
Sam Bradford.
I was going to say White. What was his first name?
Jason.
Jason White. God, they had two. Think about it.
Back to
White
back.
And Bradford.
Back, they're back to back quarterbacks. Both won the Heisman.
Sip, first question. Bills in play. What team did Nebraska beat in the Gator Bowl of 2008 season 26-21?
Remember it like it was yesterday. It was Dabo, Clemson.
A bit of a great win there, but
it was a great win. I mean, Nebraska didn't play well in the first half. Gans played well. Castillo, who had a big game, is Castillo.
Quentin Castillo?
Yeah.
Running
Castillo
back?
Had a big game.
Back to you.
Bill, that was a big, good back, Quentin Castillo.
Yes, he was.
Another Nebraska question for you, Clam Dog. Who led Nebraska in rushing yards in 2008 with 803 yards?
Steve, you should have this. You covered him.
2008, I might be a little late, but Marlon Lucky?
He was, I believe, second on the team.
Damn, I was hoping Clam Dog would get that. I don't think it was. It wasn't Castillo. I'm not going to take it.
Roy Helu.
I knew that.
That is ridiculous. I didn't get that. Castillo wasn't.
Well, if we
far
had
behind.
To have guessed, we would have got it. Because I would have guessed Helu.
Okay, so 1-1 tie. Bills in play. Bills in play for the win.
This is for the win, Bill.
For the win. Florida beat Oklahoma 24-14 to win the national title for the 08 season, but what, at that point, Mountain West team beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl to be the nation's only undefeated team that season?
The Utes.
Do it. Thank you. I didn't know.
He put up the U. Built it though. That was pretty.
That was a U.
Pretty U. Clam Dog, thanks for calling in. Calling down the road,
though.
Nice try.
Thanks,
good
guys.
Job, Clam Dog. Good job, Bill. Would not have gotten that.
He would have had Helu, though.
I would have had that. If I had to guess, I had that one.
God, we got to win. Where are we?
We're 2-2 now, right?
All right. 2-2,
yeah. Fought back. Was, all right.
And your first two losses were overtime, so, you know. 2-2,
Jake,
though.
Again, you can't give
I
us
I know.
Those.
I'm just trying to give you some credit.
Hey, you guys are okay.
I'm
Hang
trying to give
there.
You credit here.
Jake came up with the dial tone. That was incredible.
I know. Perfect.
Out of the blue. I did not talk to Jake. I don't ever talk to Jake ahead of time what is going on. With,
if we're going to do a song for Bill Stokes, we can talk about that.
But once, maybe what?
Once a
every
month,
two, no, it's probably once every 2 or 3 months, a couple months. Like, Jake can do this song for me.
Yeah.
But I give him the exact time.
Yep.
I go, pull the song. I go.
Very helpful.
Go from 37 seconds to a minute 22.
Yeah.
So it has it just so.
Perfect.
Tiebreaker for Bill, if you want to help. Okay, Bill.
I don't know what that meant, Jake.
I was going to say, you go over under Bill's number here.
Yes.
All right, Bill. 2008 was Bo Pelini's first year at Nebraska. How many points per game did the offense average? To the first decimal, please. Points per game.
33.7.
Over under 33.7, Sip.
That'd be a little high, I'd say.
You're going under.
I'm going under.
How about 35.4? 17th in the country in scoring.
What the hell? So that was Joe.
Joe Gans. Yep, Joe Gans, correct.
Who was their best receiver? Was that being the Swift Peterson?
There we go. Yep, Swift Peterson.
Yep.
Correct.
Swift Peterson.
Yep,
is Terrence Nunn still there?
Might have been Nunn.
Right, Nunn should have been there.
Might have been Nunn still there.
There's a veteran group.
Did they have Kyler Reed at that point?
I think he was. I think he was 09. Oh no, he was. I think Reed came in 09.
Oh, later. Okay.
He's my age. I'm pretty sure.
God, I thought they had Kyler Reed in that bowl game, but anyway,
maybe they did.
That was a fun bowl game. Clemson wasn't even close to what Clemson is now. I remember watching their. I went over and watched Clemson practice. Boy, they were. They did not have much up front on offense.
What, so was that Dabo's first game?
Yeah. He took, no, he, not. Oh, I don't know about that.
Because
I don't know.
Took over for Bowden, right?
Yeah. Was that his first game?
I can't remember if that was his first game or if that
might
was,
have been.
He took over like midseason or was that game?
Might have been. Two. Yeah. And it was a very curious hire at the time. You looked at it like, what? Why'd they hire the receivers coach?
now
went pretty well.
Yeah.
That worked out well for Clemson.
Yeah, worked out pretty well.
All right. Well, back to 2-2.
Thank you.
You fought back.
Thank you.
Third hour is next, early break of the team.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.